16th of April, tax time has come and gone in a manner of speaking, miscellaneous things going on, like the results of last year's bombing in Boston now being felt over and over again by people who live in Boston, and the news media with a crank up of the families of survivors. It's disgusting. Kenny, I asked earlier on whether people have some strong feelings about the way the news media is approaching this. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show. Why does this need to be expressed? It doesn't need to be, but the folks who get themselves into sync with the news media sort of wrap themselves around it. And thus, we have Joe Biden showing up for the marathon next week. Why? All right, so that's my rhetorical question. Why do we have Joe Biden showing up for the running of the marathon? Marathon is on Monday. It's Patriots Day, legal holiday in Massachusetts. 33,000 people will run in this race. And with the news media focused on the news trucks, are there already. They're all over the place at the finish line. And it's, what, 6 days, 5 days between now and the race? Never saw this before. But because of a bombing, because some people were killed, because the event stirred up all kinds of passions, compassion, worries, fears, that sort of thing, we're going to now make some hay and let's scare everybody again. And to make matters worse, I suppose, the fact that a couple of parcels were found yesterday in the pouring rain at the same place, or pretty close to the same place where the explosion took place last year. Whoop! Everybody did it. Who's stupid enough to try to do the same thing in the same way? And why would you think that just because it happened last year, it's going to happen again? The two bombs that were in, well, they weren't bombs, but the Boston Fire Department or Police Department, whoever it was, blew up the bags anyway. So what are people saying about all of this, Kenny?
Let's see. Jeff says, you could never keep it totally safe. This is the price we pay for living in a free society. You can prepare all you want, but a nut job can always figure out a way.
Yeah, and that isn't just the marathon. A look at the nut job in Kansas City who shot up the Jewish Community Center, and the three people are dead for no reason. There's never a good reason. There's always a reason in somebody's mind who wants to perpetrate one of these things. But there's no good reason. There's no good reason to conduct any of this stuff. As a matter of fact, when you look at the news today, there's no good reason for most of the stuff that's... I mean, there isn't. What's the good reason? No good reason. All right. Keep going.
Matt says, we are all lucky to live in a country where tragedies such as what happened in Boston a year ago are few, and those unfortunate ones struck by them are remembered and honored.
The people are honored, not the event.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. What else?
Sandy says there's a fine line between being safe and being paranoid.
And how do you find that line? Is that line determined by you individually? Is it determined by the news media that has something to gain? There's a reason for them covering these stories. People say, well, it's because it's what people want to know about. Nah, I'm not sure that's true. I don't want to know about it. I don't care about it. I happen to make my living talking about things that are going on in the world, and I turn it around to a place that I don't know whether I feel comfortable. I feel comfortable criticizing the news media. I feel comfortable calling Fraser Glenn Miller the obscenity that he is. I feel comfortable trying to figure out what Alex Hribble's parents are all about and asking that question. And by the way, I still don't know anything about those people. Do you? The parents of the kid that went into the school in Pennsylvania last week with a knife?
Haven't seen anything about them.
Not a word. Where are they? Who are they? What's the story? Anyway, the president yesterday commuted the prison sentence of a man who had been unfairly sentenced because of a typographical error. Wow. This person was mistakenly sentenced to an additional 3.5 years in prison after pleading guilty to conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute marijuana and also money laundering part of the charges, 2006 a year. Because the error was not discovered in time to correct it by judicial means, a judge ruled that it could only be fixed by a clemency order from the president. The man's name is Cesar Cantu. Sentence shortens from 15 years to 11 and a half. Appropriate? Yes. Those of you who don't like Mr. Obama, you don't think, oh, this is terrible. That guy should stay in jail for the rest of his life. He distributed marijuana. He's a money launderer. How dare the president put him back on the street? Who feels that way about that?
Oh, I'm sure there are some.
Right. Absolutely will be. There's no objectivity. And Obama's brought this about by him, by the way, by himself. He's created the aura, but has been helped certainly by those who are his political adversaries. But he steps in it all the time. Although in this circumstance, and I say that because I think that the administration shows that it hasn't listened to reasonable people who had reasonable solutions to reasonable and some unreasonable problems. This was an unreasonable problem that was settled in the proper manner. Wherever the wisdom came from or the advice came from, however, what difference does it make? The guy shouldn't have been in jail for that long. He shouldn't have been in jail. I mean, money laundering, marijuana distribution. Why do people go to jail for that? Money laundering. What's the correct punishment for someone who is caught laundering money? Whether it's their money or somebody else's money, you take it all away from them. Right? Isn't that the idea? Rather than putting them in jail, what does that do? People go to jail, they become better criminals. You figure out how to do it better. Well, what's the point? Unless you don't let them out. Jail, people in jail should only be there for four reasons in my estimation. Rape, murder, drug sales, and marijuana has already been sort of accepted by the public, so that seems foolish. And in the circumstances of people who commit these crimes, they go through the process, and it's so frustrating. It really is. I know I've forgotten the fourth reason. But the only, in my mind, four good reasons for people going to jail. And having white-collar crimes is not one of them. You take all the money away, and you make them work for minimum wage in some publicly exposed, the guy becomes a garbage collector. Or something like that. And then the people who are garbage collectors say, wow, you're denigrating our job because you want to put these people in a job that you think is really below them or beneath them or whatever. And what does that say about those of us who have worked all of our lives as rubbish collectors? Doesn't say anything about you. Why does it have to be about you? Ever think about that? Why does all this stuff always have to be about you? It's not about you.
It's about other people. You'd be putting those that are being punished in a position that for them is punishment.
Yeah. If, in fact, you put people, now I'm remembering the fourth one, you put people in jail who have committed these crimes and you're really worried about them, then don't let them out again. The crime needs to be so harsh, the punishment needs to be as harsh. So if somebody is really a danger to society, then why would you let them back out on the street? No matter if he's a rapist, why would you put him back on the street? If he's a drug dealer, why would you put him back on the street? If he's a murderer, why would you put him back on the street? Right? Well, they can be rehabbed. I don't know many people that have done anything in jail except be afraid for their life. I know a gentleman very well who just spent 4.5 months in jail. He was a former policeman. He would never have gone to jail. Probably wouldn't even have gotten to trial. He didn't do anything that hurt anybody except himself. But yet he went through a system, spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on legal fees, and ended up doing a couple of stints in various prison-type facilities, and he encountered the worst of the worst. Not the jail, the inmates, by the people who are running the jail. The people who are these correction officers, you realize what kind of person gets into these jobs? And those of you who are listening that maybe do this for a living, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're legit, you know what I'm talking about. Pretty amazing. All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here. You're welcome to cover it as well. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. Jennifer is off this week. If you have nasal congestion, get powerful relief. Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds, keeps working for 12 hours. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use it, please, as directed.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, friends. Doug Stephan here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, Afrin.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14 minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated staples.com/copy and print for details.
Hi, it's Doug Stephan with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Doug Stephan's Good Day program, 888-302-DOUG, email and all that other stuff. Connect with us. Communicate with us. And then follow what is going on in the world with a lot of the new things every day that are posted at DougStephan.com. 21 after the hour now.
And Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Wilkins opening up The Voice last night with Tell Me Something Good. Melissa Jimenez performing last night. Stevie Joe, Rhea Kelly, Josh Kaufman. So we'll find out. This could be a spoiler alert, Kenny, right? Usher picked Rhea Kelly, TJ Wilkins, and Josh Kaufman as his top three. So if that's the case, and it looks like Melissa is out, right? And Stevie Joe is out. Those are the two that are out from the Voice.
Yeah.
All right. So boiling that down. Got to get all this stuff down before 24 starts, because we're not going to pay any attention to anything on TV once 24 comes around.
Right.
All right. A little bit of music. 25 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program now. A little bit of humor courtesy of Conan O'Brien.
Prom is coming up. Well, as a prom night promotion, KFC is offering corsages made out of fried chicken. That's true. But guys, be warned. If you give your date a chicken corsage, your prom night will definitely be boneless.
Oh, boy.
All right, so I'm thinking about that song that TJ sang, Tell Me Something Good. And as I look around what's going on today, maybe the best thing is that the Oscar Pistorius trial postponed until May 5th after the session ended today. The judge says we need to give him time to recuperate.
Really?
All right. Now, speaking of recuperation, there is a lot of good to come out of a lot of the conversation that Wendy Williams has with her folks. And I like the three shows, daytime shows that I like are The View, Wendy Williams, and Ellen. And not often do we get things. Ellen sort of runs things differently. Unless she has fun, a lot of what comes out of the program isn't something we can chew on the next day. Pretty much every day, Wendy Williams has something you can chew on. Here she answers one of her audience members' questions about what to do with a longtime boyfriend, a guy friend, who's in a relationship but that she now has some strong feelings for.
So I have this dilemma. I have this really great male friend I've been friends with for over 7 years.
Okay.
And he's in a relationship. However, over the last couple of months, I realized that I have deep feelings for him. What should I do? Should I hope that they break up, or should I just move on?
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 25.
25. And how long has he been with his current girlfriend?
Like 2 months?
Yeah. You slow, you blow. Like, well, okay.
I mean, like, the ideally, but I wanted it to
okay.
be naturally.
Okay. I take that back. Not you slow, you blow. You've only been with him for 2 months, and you know, I always tell you guys that 3 is my magic number. At 3 months, he knows whether he wants to stay with her or not. At 3 months, hands off of him, and you need to move on. You've got 30 days okay. to take him someplace and display your feelings.
Okay.
Now, what do you think the chances are on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being he'll be with you? What do you think the chances are that he will break up with her?
Honestly, like 10. Because...
Okay!
I feel like he moved on so much, and I've been consistent, and he'll pick up my phone calls when she's there.
Have you ever slept with him?
No.
Okay.
We've never crossed the line. We've just been friends. And he'll always pick up my phone calls. He always tells me he loves me. So.
Today is Tuesday, and he's going to find out. By the time you get off the show, everyone's going to know. So you need to call him.
Okay.
And meet with him.
Okay.
And hold
you.
Him passionately.
Hold him passionately. Really? That's what I think. Michael, every once in a while, I feel like holding you passionately. Just every once in a while. There's
not a lot of commercial yet.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, it is coming up in the next half hour. The status of Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy and also the Kansas shooter in our focus here on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Christie and Gary LaMarche. Coming right up, does the Crimean crisis really signal the start of a new Cold War?
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now. Because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question. Does the Crimean crisis really signal a new Cold War?
The next couple of weeks are going to tell us a lot about what's happening in Ukraine and whether the more truly democratic forces in there are ascendant or whether the Ukraine itself is deeply split. I think you're right. I think if he makes further incursions in the Ukraine, I don't anticipate a military reaction, but a significant ratcheting up of sanctions and a world condemnation.
I think that's right. I agree with Gary's analysis. I really do think that the next couple of weeks are going to be dispositive here as to what happens. And I also believe that the media is in the business of trying to sell newspapers and trying to sell advertising space. And
Not us.
So we're looking at this from both sides. They want to grab headlines, and I think the notion that we're returning to the Cold War is a false narrative and something that's not true.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Christie and Gary LaMarche.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
Back to the conversation. 33 minutes after the hour. What is the news today and what does it mean to you? Part of our focus here as new things come into our thoughts every day, new things that you don't know, hopefully come out of our conversations. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. Social media, email. Well, I'll put a lot of things together. I don't know. Do we have people, Kenny, that follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and send us email? Is that likely, or is it that one person will pick one thing and that's it?
I think people will probably pick one thing to start with, but they may, depends how anxious they are to get their message through. That they may. I see that we get emails or messages on Facebook or Twitter, sometimes all from the same person who really wants to comment on something.
Right. Well, what are your comments regarding the Kansas shooter at this point? And for those of you who have been following the status of Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy, there actually have been two of these things this week where the government has gone in to try to drive somebody off of their land, and there's an argument as to actually who owns the land. I thought you'd find this interesting, an excerpt from a conversation Martha McCallum on Fox had with Rich Lowry from the National Review, also Stephen Sigmund from the Global Strategy Group. They discuss Mr. Bundy and the standoff with the Bureau of Land Management.
So the main story here is that Mr. Bundy has been grazing his cattle on what the federal government says are federal lands and not paying taxes for doing so since the late 90s. He says as soon as Nevada became a state, the state was sovereign in this issue, and that there is no such thing as federal land in Nevada. Rich, what's your take?
Well, I'm in the dreaded position of being nuanced on this, which is the worst position for any commentator. Legally, he's clearly in the wrong. There's been litigation over this for 20 years. He's been losing again and again. He doesn't recognize the federal government, and we have a federal government, and the federal government owns this land. But on the other hand, I think you have to have some sympathy for him. His family has been there since 1870, pursuing this way of life. before the Bureau of Land Management ever existed, and it is true that the federal government and environmentalists are trying to squeeze him out of his way of life. And
I mean,
that's,
it's fascinating to me that he's the last rancher in Clark County, Nevada. I mean, it's incredible, Stephen.
Look, that way of life is changing, but I would say, unfortunately, I'm slightly in the same position of being sort of nuanced on this, which is that, look, I think the Bureau of Land Management overstepped here, particularly from a PR perspective, right? Going in and seizing these cattle, you know, has clearly created a problem for them that they've recognized and backed off. And the biggest problem it's created is they've made this guy a sympathetic character, right? And he really shouldn't be a sympathetic character. There's 16,000 other ranchers who are paying their fees to use this federal land, and he's not. He's been getting out of it for 20 years.
What's happened with all this is that he started to represent something, and what he's representing across the country is, you know, that the federal government has become too much in people's business, and he's saying, you know what, I'm pushing back. I don't want that anymore. And, you know, Judge Napolitano talked about, you know, that the BLM who arrested him should be arrested themselves, or who took away his cattle, I should say. It has become symbolic in this way.
Right, which is part of the problem, right? This is not a person. It's become symbolic because the BLM overstepped by taking the action that they took, and I think by backing off they're doing the right thing, but it's problematic that he's the face of what you're talking about, and that you have politicians coming from across state lines to take advantage of this and really foment what's already an ugly situation.
What do you think it means when Harry Reid says this is not, it's not over? I mean, he got his cattle back. Harry Reid says it's not over. Where are we going next?
I hope the federal government does not get into another confrontation here, because what you don't want to have is what we had in the 90s, where the federal government got in a confrontation with wackos and ornery people and ended up killing and shooting a lot of people.
We don't want that example
in this situation. We want cooler heads to prevail. And if you're going to pursue a lawful solution, I think it's going to take a lot of people getting around the table and trying to work something out. But you don't want, you know, guns drawn.
One of the things stated there about the Bureau of Land Management clearly overstepping their bounds is 110% correct. What I want to know, Kenny, and I haven't seen this anywhere, as was discussed there, he and his family have owned this land for a long time, or they owned it before the Bureau of Land Management owned it. Did his family get paid? Did the government buy the land or take it by eminent domain and write a check to him and or his family? Or did they just take the land?
No, he didn't own the land. His family never owned the land.
Well, they farmed it, or they've ranched on it for all this time. So the federal government has always owned it? Is that back to when they stole it from the Native Americans?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So
and the argument that the government has used is that for some reason all the other ranchers pay the whatever
fee.
The
it's not a big fee, by the way. This is not a big, it's not a heavy fee.
Right.
Using federal, I do it all the time on the farm. Federal land, local, state land, town land. It's not expensive. But it's a principle for him. So is he to be ignored? Is he to be chastised? Should he be put in jail because he's a lawbreaker? That brings me back around to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, and that is using prisons and what good are they. Here's what they're good for. A story about two convicted sex offenders who were wearing GPS trackers, but they were let out of jail. They raped and killed four women in Orange County, California. Arrested Friday, charged with counts of special circumstances, murder, rape, that sort of thing. The data from their trackers, along with cell phone records from the victims, helped investigators link them to the murders. Why were they let out of prison in the first place? Back to what I said. Just joining me in the last half hour, we were talking about jail, what happens in jail. For example, Mr. Miller, Frazier Glenn Miller, will go to jail, and he'll be quickly dispatched by the inmates. You can pretty much count on that. But why is there a discussion about what his punishment should be under the circumstances? And you look around at some of these other things that are here. We have so much discussion. When you commit a crime like rape, murder, when you are obviously out of your mind, whether you think the prison system is supposed to help you or not, that's not the point. The point is these people should not be back on the street. Justin is calling from Newark, Ohio, to Good Day. Hi, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I was listening to you on my way home earlier, and heard you bring this topic up, and it was just one of those, I love the frank way that you go about addressing things, but this is one of those things that just kind of wanted to offer like a counter perspective.
Sure.
I'm one of those people.
One of the
people
you
was.
What do you mean, one of what?
I was incarcerated when I was 17, and I did 14 years.
For what crime? What was the crime?
Murder.
Mm. Did you commit?
And yeah, absolutely, I did. I was horribly guilty. It was a horrible thing. I was a terrible human being. I really was. And when you spoke about like how criminals only become better criminals in there, that is so true. Because frankly, we all deserve to be there. You know, that whole like I was innocent thing and things like that. That is so uncommon. It's not even worth discussing.
Well,
you know,
let's talk
we're
about
all
you.
Supposed to be there.
Let's talk about
me
you.
Me personally.
Yeah.
Even after all that time that I did in there, there were rehabilitative programs and there were things I was able to take advantage of. Being the angry, dysfunctional child that I was, I was a monster, and I was able to take those things and utilize them. And when I came home, I've had the same job since I've been home. I just purchased a house. I have full custody of all my children, you know, because I was able to go to a court and demonstrate them that I was a stable, reliable person that could provide for their needs and well-being. And
how often does that happen under the circumstances? You sound like you do have your head on you. I mean, I don't know you. You don't know me, but I'm listening to you. You've been listening to me, obviously, on the radio for a while. I've never spoken to you before, but you sound reasonably adjusted to me. And unless you're putting me on, you're frank about what you did as a teenager. I don't know that I want to know what the circumstances were. You admit to doing something that was horrendous. And I wonder now, I mean, I think I have, as you said, I'm pretty frank about stuff like this. It's pretty horrendous to take another person's life. And then it seems to me you are the exception from what I know rather than the rule. And so maybe your point is the rule doesn't need to be hard and fast. Maybe it is better applied and more often applied in the circumstance I just talked about, the two sex offenders who never should have been let out of jail. Somebody's got to be able to figure out whether these people can go on the street again or not.
And absolutely. And there's situations where you actually can evaluate the individual at that time rather than, you know, actually take it, you know, they have things, they just don't have funding for these things.
Yeah.
To where, you know, the case managers and people that are actually inside the institutions with us can actually evaluate and go over the individual who's been around us every day, day in and day out for months, even years, and can actually tell. Because when people work in places like that for long periods of time, the best con man can't trick them.
Hmm.
You know.
But
you
would
can't
you agree that some?
Forever.
Would you agree that some, if not most, of the people who are supposedly corrections officers are more contributing to the problem than fixing it?
There are definitely ones who have a chip on their shoulder and got the job as an opportunity for some get back.
Yeah.
But I have to be fair all the way around the board. Just as I know that situations like mine are the exception,
mm-hmm.
the majority of the time we do become better criminals.
But I would rather
become a better one. I just didn't use it.
Yeah, I'd rather hear your story, frankly, and the fact that the system seems to have worked. Probably part of it has to do with you as a person, has to do with your personality, it has to do with lots of things. There's so many different things in the mix, and yet the system is a cookie-cutter system and tries to, supposedly, they say, well, the individual circumstances predicate individual responses or individual ways of dealing with the problem. That isn't the way the system works. The system says X and it's supposed to equal Y. And in your case, again, I don't know you. I'm going to take you at your word. Congratulations for doing something with your life. And you're going to carry the fact that you took a life with you all through your life anyway. And so is that the punishment? Is that enough punishment? What happens at the end, depending on your spiritual values? Somebody looks at you and says, hey, I purposely haven't asked you if it were anybody else, and I don't say this to pat myself on the back, they'd want to know why you killed and who it was. I don't want to know any of that stuff. All I'm interested in is hearing your story, and you did a good job telling it. Thank you, Justin. It's 15 before the hour. Stephen J.J. Wiseman joins us with a story of a real monster in a moment here on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like heat. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And with Easter around the corner, Sam's Club has what you need for your family feast. Pick up a juicy boneless carving ham for only $2.78 a pound, along with fresh asparagus, delicious carrot cake cookies, and more. Stop by Sam's Club today and get members-only savings to make your Easter extraordinary. Join and save. Sam's Club. Because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. After eating, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, take all-natural Gutsy Chewies. Go from that feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Gutsy Chewy, learn more at GutsyProducts.com. Dr. Stephen J.J. Wiseman. He could be. Professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman with us now on the Good Day program with a focus on the Kansas City shooter, not as a murderer, but as a write-in candidate for the United States Senate. 2010 was the year, Missouri, the state, under federal law, radio stations not required to carry political ads, but if they choose to carry political ads, the stations must not discriminate among the candidates. So what happened that brought this guy into prominence? And
you know,
you're a lawyer. This is sort of the legal perspective on this.
Yeah, it's very interesting, Doug. As a matter of fact, as the legal perspective, when I saw the news on Sunday, the name just really caught my eye because I had covered his campaign in a media law class that I teach at Bentley University. And we played, and you can actually hear them on YouTube, some of the really vile, racist, anti-Semitic advertisements he did. So he put the had himself as a write-in candidate for the United States Senate in Missouri, provided these ads to radio stations and television stations that did take political advertising, and much to their chagrin, they felt they had to, under federal law, put them on. Few of the radio stations, interestingly enough, didn't keep the money. What they did with the money that he paid them was give it to the NAACP and Jewish organizations.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, the Attorney General of Missouri filed a petition with the Federal Communications Commission saying that that Miller, and he uses the name Miller as well as Cross, that he didn't qualify as a bona fide candidate because all he did was put up these commercials that ranted against Jews and blacks. He didn't have a campaign headquarters. He didn't have a campaign staff. He didn't make issue press releases. He didn't do any of the things that a candidate would do. And the FCC agreed with that. And following that ruling by the FCC, his ads were taken off the air. By the way, applause to your listeners and voters in Missouri. Out of the 2 million votes that were cast in the election, he got 7.
I mean, laughing about it under the circumstances, that tells you something. He now could face the death penalty and probably should, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm not a big supporter of the death penalty, but there are times that exceptions can be made.
Yeah.
This guy is just a vile human being.
Not even a subhuman. All right, I got to scoot, see, but I got the essence of it. Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman working with us here on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
After the hour on the Good Day program, Doug Steffen with things that hopefully you will save through the day, information, and it's Tech Talk time, in fact. So Shelley Palmer joins us with the first of a couple of stories that we'll highlight here. In fact, he's going to talk with you about why now is a good time for T-Mobile customers who want a new tablet to get one. Why would that be? You'll find out in a moment right here on Good Day.
When my daughter told me she was getting married this spring in Napa, my first thought was, to that guy? My second was, my allergies. That's when a friend told me about Advil Allergy. Turns out it's the only allergy medicine that relieves my itchy eyes and runny nose and has the speed and strength of Advil to tackle even my toughest allergy pain. So I could focus on the ceremony, not my allergies.
Fight even the toughest allergy symptoms with Advil Allergy, the only allergy medicine that comes with the speed and strength of Advil. Use as directed.
Your daughter just joined the band and needs an audience.
Mom, Dad, I'm ready now!
Immediately. Now is definitely not the time for a headache. That's why you want fast-acting Advil. It has fast-absorbing Advil Ion Core technology and goes to work in just minutes. Fast-acting Advil quickly relieves your toughest pain, so you don't miss a beat. Try fast-acting Advil. Find it in the white box.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, have you ever found yourself trapped in a group text message thread that you desperately wanted to escape? Until now, there was no way to get out of a situation like that without blocking your contacts' phone numbers. But a new Android app called Group Exit is here to save the day. Group Exit pulls the text message threads you're part of from your native messaging app. You can then tell Group Exit if you want to leave a particular thread altogether or if there are certain people you want to silence in a particular chat. Don't be afraid of missing out on a key message either. Group Exit lets you set alerts if certain keywords are mentioned. While the team is working on an iOS version, Group Exit is available for Android right now. It's free to download, but you'll need to pay $2 to keep going after you've used the app to escape from 6 conversations. If you're looking for some text peace and quiet, download Group Exit from Google Play today. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
You've reached Zach Robinson. I can't get to the phone, but good news. Our Sprint family plan has an open spot, and Mom said I get to invite the newest member. You don't have to move in with us if you join, and you can get separate bills. So if you want to save a bunch of money, just answer these questions. go, Dutch. On the first date. Actually, these don't really matter because just about anyone can join a Sprint Family Plan. But could you do me a solid...
Starting a Sprint Family Plan is easy, and the more people your family adds, the more you save. For a limited time, get the revolutionary new Samsung Galaxy S5 for zero down and a free Tab 3 when you join a family plan. With better call quality, fewer drop calls, and faster speeds on America's newest network, there's never been a better time to switch. Happy connecting from Sprint.
Offer ends 7/10/14. Maximum plan savings of $30 per line, while supplies less, taxes and surcharges excluded. Zero down plus $27.99 a month for 24 months for well-qualified buyers. Total price $649.99 with 0% APR. If you cancel service, remaining balance on phone becomes due. Tab requires 2-year agreement and data plan. Restrictions apply. See store sprint.com.
All right. There's a story today at DougStephan.com about those of you who have been avoiding the internet so you won't find out what things are. If you haven't the access to the internet, you aren't getting the spoiler alert. You can't find out things like what happened on the Game of Thrones on Sunday, what happened last night on Person of Interest, those sorts of things. But hearken! There is no longer a reason to fear not being able to get these shows. There is an app for that, or to be more accurate, a Google Chrome extension. There's a new silencer extension. You guys are going to have to help me with this because I don't know what a silencer extension is.
Google Chrome is your browser.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no, I got that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then they have little plugins that you can use to do tasks or certain tricks. And this extension will help you apparently record programs.
Wow.
No.
What, no, it stops spoilers from screwing your right? Is that it,
keeps
Kenny?
You, yeah, it blocks out. You plug in whatever shows that you don't want to hear about, and it blocks it out of your social media.
Ah.
So if anybody mentions Game of Thrones or 24 or something like that, it keeps it out so you don't see it.
Will it work for sports as well? Like I recorded the baseball game. I don't want to see who wins.
Here's what it says on the silencer page. Silencer lets you mute any content out of your Twitter stream or Facebook news feed. Avoid spoilers from TV shows, sports events. You can mute coworkers or friends that you may not want to follow. You want to unfollow them, in other words. Mute tweets about conferences, anything that you're not interested in. Silencer also works with any term or phrase that you'd like to mute.
Interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, now you know that story, Richie, and so do a lot of other people. Check the details from today's show at DougStephan.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our BrightSideBen team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.